Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another podcast where we talk about God, as we call it...
Godcast!
That's right, with Daddy and Dot. And it's been a while since we've done one of these, so it's nice to be back after our long holiday. So today, I wonder what we're going to talk about. I'll see if there's anyone... I think that's our lovely phone ringing. Who's on the line?
It's Freddy here.
Oh, hi, Freddy. Nice to have you on the Godcast. Do you have a question about God?
Yes. What did Jesus wear on his head when what did it look like when Jesus died on the cross?
Ooh, what did it look like when Jesus died on the cross? That's a very interesting question. It's sometimes interesting to imagine what some of the scenes in the Bible look like. And if you were there at the time, you could have seen it with your own two eyes. Now, the Bible story doesn't tell us too much about what it looked like. But it does say some things about what Jesus looked like and what they did to Jesus. And I think one of the things you were going to ask is about something on his head. And they did put something on his head. They put a crown, but not a real crown. They put a crown made out of thorns.
Who was doing all this? Because, like, why did they want to arrest Jesus?
Oh, good question. Well, there's lots of reasons, but one of the reasons is because Jesus was claiming to be a king. Jesus is the real true king of the whole universe. But when the rulers heard that Jesus was a king, well, they didn't like that at all. And so they got the guards and they arrested him. And that's why they put a crown of thorns on him. Not because they thought he was a king, but because they were teasing him. That's not very nice at all. So, what do you think? What do you think it would have been like to have a crown of thorns?
Not comfortable?
No, it would have hurt a lot. Have you ever touched a thorn on one of our rose bushes?
Yes.
And what's it like?
Hurts
a lot, yeah. So they put a really hurting crown on him to tease him, to say, oh, you're not a real king. See, we're going to put this silly fake crown on you to hurt you and to tease you. That wasn't very nice at all, was it?
And to tell you you're not a king.
Yeah, that's right. But were they right?
No.
No? But Jesus, if he was a king, wouldn't he, like, send out his army of angels and destroy all the people that were teasing him?
No, because he was going to die for people's sins.
He was going to die for people's sins? Hung up. This is just Dot answering the question.
No, the boy's still here.
Oh, the boy's still here, so we can... Oh, can you explain, Dot, to our listener who called in, why Jesus died? Because if he was the king, maybe, you know, someone would think, well, if he's the king, he shouldn't die, he should win.
Because he is, like, the saviour, you might be thinking, why should he die? But he is dying for us.
Oh, really?
For our sins.
Wow.
Our sins. Not his sins. He never sins.
Wow, really?
Our sins.
And did he just die and that's the end of the sad story?
No, he rose from the dead.
Really? Oh, wow. So he is...
Back.
He is the king. And what's the time of year that we think about Jesus dying? Like, we think about that all through the year, but what's the special time of the year that we remember that Jesus died for us? Christmas. Christmas, really? I thought Christmas was when Jesus was born.
Easter.
That's right. Easter. And what's the day before, 2 days, you know, just before Easter, that we remember that Jesus died for us? Its first word is good, and the second word is the day of the week that it's on. Is it Good Tuesday?
Friday.
Good Friday, that's right. And then, after Jesus died for us, they put him into, what did they put him?
On the cross.
On the cross, but after that they took him down from the cross, where did they put the body?
In a tomb.
A tomb? What's a tomb?
It's kind of like a curved out rock.
Oh, yeah. So they just put him in like a cave and left him there?
Yeah.
Wow. So what about, someone could just like take the body and steal it?
No, but they put a big stone on front of it.
Ah, they put a big stone in front of the tomb. And did they put any guards as well?
Yes, two big fat guards.
Two big fat guards. I didn't know they were fat. They've been eating too many chocolate eclairs, maybe.
Okay, they were just normal guards, I guess.
Well, maybe. Who knows if they were fat? The story doesn't tell us. But yes, two, they put some guards there. And then on Easter morning, Jesus rose from the dead because they thought he wasn't the real king, but he is the king. The king of the whole universe. Lovely. Well, thank you very much for, that was a nice long answer to our first listener. We've got another listener. Let's see. Hello. Hello.
Hey, my name is Bella.
Oh, hello, Bella. You're very confident. Welcome to the Godcast. Do you have a question about God or the Bible or anything?
I have a question. Yeah. When Jesus was a baby.
Yes.
What did he do? Like, was he inside his mother's tummy? Because he's the saviour, was he already around?
Oh, very good question. There's lots of maybe sub-questions to that, but just to answer it simply, yes, he was inside his mother's womb. And do you remember what his mother's name was?
Mary,
that's right. And there's a great story where Jesus was in Mary's womb and she went and visited her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was also pregnant with a baby who was going to be called John in her womb. And do you know what happened when Mary visited Elizabeth? Do you know? What happened?
I don't know.
It was pretty exciting because the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumped for joy when Mary came to visit. Because even the baby knew, by God's Spirit, that Jesus was going to, you know, he was in the area. It's a very cool little story where even babies in the womb, move and can be, you know, that God can make them aware of the other babies, which is pretty weird, but pretty exciting. It just shows just how special Jesus is. Well, thank you very much for that question. That was really... Oh, we got another question. I think this has to be our last question for this Godcast. Hello, welcome to the Godcast. Who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Elizabeth, and I am 11 years old.
Oh, welcome, Elizabeth, to the podcast. What question do you have?
I have a question. that nobody's really answered before.
Wow.
Is God really actually three people?
Wait. That is a fantastic question. And all God is such a is amazing. God is so huge and incredible. And so God can sometimes be a bit weird. And so all we can really know about God is from what God tells us about himself. And what the Bible tells us is that God is God the Father,
God the Son,
and God the Holy Spirit. And so, we've worked out we've got a little word that helps us understand that how God is those three persons in one. And we call that the Trinity. Trin is like for three, like in triangle, three corners and three sides. But this is Trinity. So it's like tri-unity.
Like tri means three.
That's right. Yep. So you have a tricycle that's got three wheels. But
what about a bicycle?
That's got two wheels. Unicycle has one wheel.
Unicycle? What's a unicycle?
That's a seat with a pole and a wheel on it. And it's really hard to balance. But yes, Trinity means tri-unity, three unity, the unity of three persons with one nature, the nature of God. Ooh. Dot has opened her music box.
No, that
has to be the sign that it's now the end of the Godcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll finish it up there.
Thank you
very much. And if you've got questions that you want us to answer on the Godcast, and maybe even Dot could try to answer them too, then please
subscribe down here
and tell us what your questions are. Send them in to us, and you can send it in to hello@simoncavallari.com. Maybe we'll have to make an email address just for the Godcast. Reckon? We'll see how we go.
I'll make one right now.
Okay.
What letter should it be?
Well, if we're going to sort all that out, we better do it after we've said goodbye. So, we're going to say goodbye to...
Hey, goodbye!
From Daddy and Dot on...
Thanks.
The...
Godcast.
See you later.